For your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi, and he's going to be talking about some of the issues which you should be concerned about. We are entering the most dangerous period in our nation's history. Most people don't understand that we're entering a period of chaos and crisis, of war, of certainty, the ultimate destruction of the value of our currency, which is going to end up impoverishing the majority of the American people. The things that are happening are not happening by accident, but without further ado, Bill Sardi, who is an investigative journalist, has access to all sorts of fascinating information on many subjects, but Bill, you pick up the story from there.
There's good news, Dr. Stan, and we'll give that in a little while, but it is true. Martin Weiss, well-known authority in economics and finance, says the next crisis, and this is his quote, will destroy the income, savings, investments, and retirements of millions of Americans. It will plunge vast numbers of families into the nightmare of poverty, hunger, and homelessness. Only a minority of investors will survive intact. And you know, and I know, that most people listening to this show aren't even investors. They don't even have a nest egg to invest. So how do they protect themselves? We're going to try and talk about that a little bit. But as you know, we are sitting on the precipice of something very terrible that we really don't even, we fear even talking about. And, of course, there's a bubble that we created when the United States pumped $700 billion into our own economy and bailed out all the banks. And we've been living in that little short era of time that's about to come to an end, as authorities tell us. The money supply was greased up. It was allowed to have more. And as you have more money, you spend more money. And what happens when you spend more money? The Bible talks about this. And then they were eating and drinking. And then the crash came. And, of course, what this is what's going to happen is they flood the market with money to hide it. People spend it. But as demand increases, then, of course, what happens? The prices rise. And that's what we're seeing. You go to a store today, you buy some groceries, and there's an $80, $90 bag of groceries, and it doesn't look like the one you used to buy. There's hardly anything in there. And you can tell that food and energy and so on are certainly going up. The inflation rate at 7 to 10%, says Shadow Stats, not the government's 3%. But I want to start off by getting some comments from you, and I'm going to lead off with an article that was in the Wall Street Journal where John Hilsenrath is an author there, and he's talking about what is money? What is money? And, of course, for many of us, we just know it as the paper money we have in our wallet and what we use. And Mr. Hilsenrath on the Wall Street Journal says, why, it's just a medium of exchange. Why, we use it every day, and I do my labor, and I then get paid with that medium of exchange for the toils of my labor, and I'm paid in dollars, and that's how I buy other things, and that's what money is. Well, kind of. You could actually just write an IOU with that and then just trade those. Why do you need Federal Reserve notes? So I think it would be good to tell the audience really what money is. When we create money, we do it with debt. What do I mean by that? Well, we buy cars from Japan, and they end up with our money, and then we take and borrow that back in what's called a IOU, called a treasury bill, a T-bill that you read about. And so the Japan gets an IOU plus interest for, let's say, a few billion dollars, and then we take that few billion dollars and make Federal Reserve notes with it, real money. Well, what is it? Our money is a promise to pay Japan back the money we borrowed plus interest. That's what our money is. It's an IOU. Now, if you were a 13-year-old boy and you worked for a couple hours mowing a lawn for someone, and the person you did that for said, listen, I don't have any money right now. I'll give you an IOU. Okay. And so then you come back to that young man a few days later and says, okay, I'm ready to pay you. Give me the IOU. He gives it back to you. And you give him some Federal Reserve notes. Why, all you're handing him is an IOU. It's true, you did the labor and there's an exchange, but that piece of paper is phony. It's just an IOU to Japan or China or whoever else we borrowed it from. And we have accumulated $14 trillion of those IOUs. We only collect $2.4 trillion in taxes every year, a great deal of it just going to Medicare and the military. So not much left over to pay the interest on that debt to Japan. Well, when we created the money that we borrowed from Japan, we didn't create the interest so that the system never has enough money to pay back the Japanese or the Chinese. And so it's a game of musical chairs. This is called the business cycle. If you go to college, they never tell you what it really is, where you can't pay back that interest because it was never created into existence. And that means you and I will perpetually be impoverished as that goes around, and all the elites of the world make sure that money, that debt, that interest that we owe Japan and China and others is not paid back by them, but paid back by you and I. They socialize the losses. And this is when our economy tanks every so many years. The cycles are now getting more narrow, and this is called debt-based money. And we just don't understand when the United States creates something called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. What are those? Those are groups that are quasi-government. And when the banks have a whole bunch of bad loans, they sell those bad loans to the quasi-government groups, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and dump those losses, those bad loans, on you and I because we're going to pay those, so that they can be imprudent bankers, make all the money, and this is called privatized profits and socialized losses, and we're the losers. The masses are the losers. Dr. Stan, do you have comment on this?
No, I think you're making it very, very clear. I think the people have to understand that 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends today is borrowed money. In other words, we have to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. How long can you do that? Not much longer, ladies and gentlemen. The day of reckoning is coming. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I don't know how many of you noticed, but we had news before this program began, and they were talking about what's going on in Iowa. And they mentioned all of the presidential candidates. They mentioned Sidney, Rick Perry, and Gingrich, and Romney, and all the things that they're doing today, Rick Santorum. But there's one candidate, the leader, Sidney, or co-leader in the race for the Iowa caucus. They didn't mention, that was Ron Paul, very pointedly. They didn't mention, they mentioned all the other candidates, but not Ron Paul. Why? Because Ron Paul wants to cut the federal budget the first year he is in office by $1 trillion. You've got to cut spending 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spent is borrowed money. That's a road to disaster. How long could you as an individual do that? But you see, if you wanted to destroy the nation, there's no better way to do it than through debt and through taking it into bankruptcy. All of the other candidates want, in one way or another, to maintain the status quo or to increase government spending. The Republicans say we're going to solve the problem of the current recession by cutting taxes. The Democrats say we're going to solve the problem of the current recession by increasing spending. The difficulty is that if we were to cut spending, why it would contract the economy. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to contract the economy. We're going to have suffering one way or the other. But will the suffering be with at least some semblance of a stable currency where you maintain the value of everything you worked for? Or as the establishment, the people who are running all the candidates running for the Iowa president, the Iowa caucus, all of them except for Ron Paul, they control all the rest of them. They're all represent the establishment that wants to bankrupt our nation. Why would they do that? Well, when you impoverish the people, you control them. That's what it's all about. There is a little clique that controls both political parties that is taking us on the road to disaster. We are going to have suffering one way or the other. We've got to cut spending. And nobody else really has a plan specifically to do it. And you notice they just ignore Ron Paul. Why? He's got a terrible foreign policy. He doesn't want America to go from war to war to war. They had a poll of New York Times published just 2 days ago asking under what circumstances, if when you are president, would you be willing to order the murder of an American citizen? And, of course, every one of them gave reasons why, if they were president, they would order the murder of an American president. They have that power as president. There was only one candidate who had a different answer. When asked under what circumstances he would justify the murder of an American citizen as we are doing today, he said, none. That was Congressman Ron Paul, the candidate that they just didn't bother to mention in the news service that we heard at the beginning of this program. I wonder why. Bill, go ahead, pick up the story.
Of course, we want to know what to prepare for, but before we get to that, I will say that the news media took the candidate Santorum and took his data and switched it with Ron Paul and made it look like Santorum was actually ahead for a while. They just outright lied. I mean, that's just what happened over the weekend here. So, but let me go on and say, what are we going to have to prepare for? Well, the government actually tells us, because they're putting our banks to a stress test. We used to have 8,200 banks in the country. We have 7,400 still standing. 844 of those are still on the bad list. They're in danger. They would fold up. And if the FDIC, our insurance agency that insures our bank deposits, had enough money, they would, of course, dissolve those 844 toxic banks. But actually, all 7,400 banks, except what we call commercial banks, business banks, farmers and merchants banks, who didn't participate in Alt-A and subprime home loans, are the only ones. There's only a few of these banks in the United States, Long Beach Farmers and Merchants, Chino Valley Business Bank. I mean, I could name some in my own area. And so they were business banks. And some of the credit unions, they are more solid, and that's where you want to put your money. And so the Federal Reserve subjecting 31 of the largest banks to prepare for a day of terror, and they're saying they need to prepare for a 52% drop in the Dow Jones stock industrial average. Most of us don't invest in stocks, so we don't know what that means. That's all what the Federal Reserve has been propping up by printing money. The stock market to protect the wealth of the wealthy, not you, the people on the bottom. They want us to prepare for a 21% further decline in home prices, an unemployment rate of 13%. Are they kidding? The real unemployment rate's 23%. And a contraction of more than 5% in the U.S. economy. Now, that means our gross domestic product, we produce $14 trillion of goods and services a year. That's really a phony number, and we really don't want to admit that our GDP is what we call it, is actually declining, because it would be a shock around the world to see us declining. And we said we were going to grow out of this. And to grow out of it, we need to grow at more than 3% a year. That would be about break even. And because that's the rate of inflation, according to the Federal Reserve, and we're maybe this year going to target 2 or 3%. And one of the PIMCO, one of the largest bond funds in the world, has said this year we're maybe going to make, if we're lucky, 5% on all the billions of dollars investments we're going to make. Well, folks, what target do you need to hit so you don't see that your banked money erodes? You need to hit 7% to break even, because that's the minimum 7 to 10% inflation rate. So PIMCO is telling all of its investors, you have a little nest egg, 7,000, 10,000, 20,000, whatever you have, that's eroding. And I calculated, you're getting less than 1% interest on that money. You are seeing it erode. The money, the real numbers on your bank account slightly increased by the 1%, but its purchasing power is eroded by inflation at the tune of 7%. You're taking a 6% loss, maybe a 9% loss, because some people think if you use the government's old way of estimating inflation, it's really 7 to 10%. They hide that. They change the way they do this. And so our wealth, which is $8.5 trillion, that's your money, your neighbor's money, and savings accounts and interest-bearing accounts, is eroding at the rate of $510 to $780 billion a year. In 5 years, that $8.5 trillion will be worth about $4.2 trillion. How many people go into poverty, are on food stamps in 5 years? If you don't protect even your little nest egg, and the odd part is you will not see the money go down in numbers on your past bank passbook, but it will go down in purchasing power. And this is the way they're stealing the money out the back door of the bank on you. You need to take action. There are ways to do this. For many of you, even very small ways, and, you know, I would actually withdraw a little bit of cash out of the bank just to have at home. Let's say there's an earthquake and the ATM machines don't work. Just have a little cash at home, and then I would certainly think about, as it's hard for many people who don't have money to invest. Mark Faber, the economist from Thailand who talks about these things, says, get into equities, get into equities. Well, we don't know what the word means. He means stocks and things. Because when the paper money becomes worthless, you may take a loss on stocks and things, but you won't lose all of it. If you put it in something that everybody needs, and this is energy field or food and things like that, if you have money to invest, most people don't. And you should have some food around the house that you can endure a banking crisis for 2 or 3 months. They might close the banks or devalue the dollar. And they're really telling us they will devalue the dollar by 30 or 40%. And you say, well, they've never done this before. That would be, you wake up one day and they tell you, bring your money to the bank. All the money you had in the bank is now exchanged. It will become $7 for every 10. And you bring your paper money in and we'll give you $7 for every 10. And it'll be devalued by about 30%. That's what.
Well, you know, I think, Bill, people have forgotten that during the Great Depression, when Roosevelt called in the gold, basically he devalued the value of the dollar. He actually gold went from $20 an ounce to $35 an ounce. So, in essence, he devalued the dollar about 40%. Now, the average individual didn't understand what was happening. But now, suddenly, the Federal Reserve could increase the monetary supply 40% because, of course, the dollar had gone, really, in reference to gold, from $20 to $35 an ounce. So they did devalue our currency at that time. The average person had no idea what was happening. And that was just the beginning of this inflationary spiral. Gold at that time, $20 an ounce. Today, it's about $1,600 an ounce, and certainly the home that my folks bought for $3,000 at that time, worth about $150,000 today. They have systematically, intentionally, but very quietly devalued the value of our currency. And then, of course, if we make a profit by selling a home, why they charge us income tax? And yet we really haven't made any income at all. It's simply that the value of our currency is being systematically destroyed. But the great cataclysmic event is just on the horizon. They are going very, very soon to have a massive devaluation of our currency, and that will end up impoverishing the vast majority of our people. Go right ahead.
Well, they've already printed the money. They printed $100 bills. They said it was misprinted, put it in a warehouse. But we know it's good money, and they've set it aside, and they're ready to devalue the dollar, and they can put this into action at any time. They printed more money that's been printed in the last 10 years. And so they have a new dollar bill that would be introduced. And, of course, they're ready to do this. And some people might ask, well, how does all this occur? Well, I want to tell you about why Ron Paul demonizes the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a bank that buys money from the U.S. Treasury Department. The Treasury Department and the Mint, they're together. They print dollar bills at 9.6 cents each. That's the cost. By the way, just 3 years ago, that was 6.4 cents. So how's that for inflation? So they then sell it at the cost of printing to the Federal Reserve. They print the Federal Reserve's name on there, and they're not federal at all. They're a bunch of private banks. And then they issue, the central bank called the Federal Reserve, issues banks that money to the small banks, the lending banks, at a small rate of interest. If they lower that interest rate, as they did too far, you'll see lending go crazy, which is what happened, creating a bubble and then the eventual collapse. And so what happens here is Mr. Bernanke is calculating and planning about a 3% rate of inflation every year. Sounds pretty innocent, because he said, I need a cushion. I don't want deflation. I don't want prices dropping. Imagine you're running a little shop and you have to discount everything. You're having to do it anyway to survive. The little people do. But what's happening here is, let's go through this, because they tell us the people who will decide this next election as to whether the current president will be reelected are single moms, what we call Walmart moms, and they're going to decide, and their main objective is to see that their kids do better than they do. Will that happen? Let's take a Walmart mom who is making a pretty good salary, $36,000 a year, $3,000 a month in 1990. That's 21 years ago. Her child today is 21, just ready to enter the workforce. How much money at a 3% planned rate of interest would that child have to make today to have the same purchasing power as his mom? $60,000. Folks, they're robbing the money right from you, and you don't.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Stoddy.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning is Bill Sardi. We're talking about this coming economic catastrophe. It's not a matter of if, but when. you know and I know, you can't keep spending 43 cents out of every dollar you spend is borrowed money. You as an individual can't do it. The federal government cannot do that. And the people behind this know that. They want to collapse the system. You say, why would anybody in their right mind want to collapse the system? Well, these people are not in their right mind. They have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to America. It's to the establishment of a one-world government. How can you enslave the American people? You can destroy the value of their life savings. You can destroy their annuities. You can destroy the value of their bank accounts and their CDs and their pensions, their insurance. Everything they have that's mediated in dollars. The people who are doing this know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average stupid American to know. There is an elite group. They operate through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you have not read my book, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to know who these people are. I've been to the headquarters at 5080 68th Street in New York City in the United States, and number 10 St. James Square in London, the so-called Chatham House in London, the Harold Pratt House here. They are part of a secret movement, secret because the average individual doesn't understand it, and secret because anybody who talks about it is immediately branded as some sort of an inferior person who believes in a conspiracy. Well, these people do have a plan. Their loyalty is to this idea of creating a one-world government under the control of a ruling elite, a one-world financial system. Certainly they want to destroy Christianity, and they've done a pretty good job. The Christian church is more or less irrelevant today. They've changed the music of the Christian church. They've changed the message of the Christian church. And how many Christians today fear God and fear the judgment he's going to bring on this country because we've tolerated the government that tolerates homosexuality and actively encourages it, that tolerates and encourages the use of torture, and some of the things that have been done by our intelligence agencies, sending people to foreign countries to be tortured. Which one of our Christian leaders today speaks out against sending prisoners, helpless people to other countries to be have their genitalia mutilated? There's an article in the recent issue of the New American talking about how the CIA sent this one man to a foreign country to be tortured, where his genitalia were mutilated with a scalpel, and he was willing to testify against Padilla. They wanted to send Padilla to prison. Actually, they'd offered the opportunity to become an informant. He wouldn't do that, and to set an example for others why he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, based upon the testimony of a man who had been tortured by mutilation of his genitalia. I'm not talking about something nice, but I'm talking about the reality of what's going on today. And where is the outcry from the American religious leaders? I'm waiting to hear it. Go right ahead, Bill.
So many, moralists or religious leaders, particularly in England and elsewhere. I see a Los Angeles Times journalist saying, let's just tax the trillionaires, the billionaires, but they gained their wealth fraudulently. We can't just tax fraud. We need to stop the fraud, of course. And so, and of course, what we see is outrage. Americans got 11% approval rating for Congress. Let me read to you one of the outrages, a presentation of 2011's Top 10 Most Corrupt American Politicians. At the top of the list, Spencer Baucus, Republican, Alabama, chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. And what was he doing in 2008 and thereafter when our economy crashed? He was ringing on the telephone and shorting stocks and profiting on the whole thing because he had insider information of when all this was going to occur. And he did it 40 times. He was using his position to profiteer while Americans suffered, lost their homes, and did all this. And he's not the only one. They've got a list of them here. It includes the Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. The list goes on here. All of these people were shorting our own country and profiteering on information they had that they wouldn't disclose to investors and people whose money and homes were at risk. This is what you have for a Congress, but I want to give you the good news that I talked about at the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a Trump card, and that Trump card is RP, Ron Paul. And let me tell you how close he is to prevailing and bailing out America with truth, because that's all he really has. If he runs, this is all on the LouRockwell.com website, Why Ron Paul Can Win. It's written by James Jager, and he points out if Ron Paul was to walk away, form a third party, he would take at least 12% of the Republican vote. He would take 15% of the independents and 11% of the Democrats. And if you add that up, it's 38%. Now, he gets 38. Let's say Romney and Obama split the vote. They haven't got enough remaining votes to get 38 apiece. Who wins? On a popular vote, not the electoral, but Ron Paul could win this thing. Now, he's got to take some big states like California and New York, but I want to give you the hope. Ron Paul, and they know this, they're afraid. And what could Ron Paul do? Well, a president can't do everything. He uses his bully pulpit to speak. The real spending comes from Congress, those kinds of things. But he can, while Congress is supposed to send us to war, our executive-in-chief president can withdraw all of our troops. And Gary North, who used to be his speechwriter, wrote a speech, an imagined speech, as if Ron Paul was taking office, where he would come to the podium at his acceptance speech in the inauguration, put his hands on the podium, and the first words out of his mouth is, "I hereby declare null and void all of the prior executive orders coming out of this office." That's, I think, 175 or something like that. Can you imagine such a bold stroke? All those executive orders take freedoms and things away from us, and they never should be because they all circumvented the Constitution and our democracy and our republic. So we know this, and, of course, what a bold move that would be. And, you know, we always wonder, when a candidate runs for president, what kind of Rolodex is he going to bring? Who is he going to appoint to every position? Well, let me tell you Ron Paul's Rolodex. Department of Education, none. Department of Commerce, none. I mean, he's not going to fill these cabinet positions. They were never outlined in the Constitution. You want to change the Constitution, fine. These are roles that should be filled by the states, and that is Ron Paul's contention. They're using this wonderful, but he's an isolationist. An isolationist? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to run out of money and can't run a military by the end of the
year. Hold that thought. We'll be right in just a moment.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is Bill Sardi. One of the political candidates, I think it was Rick Santorum, I could have been Romney, but he was speaking derogatorily of Ron Paul. He said, he doesn't object at all to Iran getting the bomb and then eliminating Israel and then coming after us. He doesn't care if Iran gets the bomb and then wipes Israel off the face of the earth and then come after us. Does anybody honestly believe that if Iran got one bomb, they could destroy Israel? They could do terrible harm there. But Israel has at least 150 bombs. What do you think 150 nuclear bombs would do to Iran, which would be the retaliation? Because it would take them a long time to build enough bombs to completely eradicate Israel. But Israel has enough bombs to eradicate Iran tomorrow. And then of course, if Iran came after the United States, how long do you think it would be before Iran, the whole country, would be in rubble? Well, basically, of course, it's a ridiculous statement to make. But they're trying to frighten the American people. Oh, we had to go to wars in Vietnam to defend the Vietnamese people. Ladies and gentlemen, we funded the North Vietnamese government all during the Vietnam War. It was a phony war. We could have won it in 6 weeks. I was personally told that by William H. Sullivan, who was with Kissinger when they negotiated the peace agreement in Paris. And he said, I never understood why we didn't win the war. We could have won it in 6 weeks. Just invade North Vietnam. A four-star Marine General, Lew Walt, told me exactly the same thing. Have you ever out there in the audience heard anybody question, why didn't we just win the Vietnam War instead of fighting a no-win war for 10 years? The wars are all contrived. And certainly Ron Paul is against going to war with Iran, and all the rest of the candidates are in favor of it. What do you want? Do you want to go to war with Iran? Think of the implications as far as cutting off the oil supplies to Europe and the collapse of the European economy. And what impact would that have on America, especially when our banks, of course, have bailed out the European banks? It would mean that our banks would certainly be owing hundreds of trillions of dollars. But don't you worry. They've transferred that responsibility through the FDIC to you, and now suddenly we're talking about $100 or $150 trillion more that the U.S. taxpayers would owe if this terrible thing should happen. And all the rest of the candidates seem totally oblivious to the implications of what would happen if to go to war with Iran. There's only one candidate who's against it. And then, of course, how many more American boys are going to die useless without any known purpose? We send our boys overseas to fight for freedom, and we lose our freedom here at home. Go right ahead, Bill.
The greatest financial support for Ron Paul's election comes from the military, the U.S. military. You can go look online, find the list of contributors there. You'll see that he essentially owns that category. The military wants out of this mess that we're in. A member of the Armed Forces United States emailed me and said, what can you do to talk about we're getting our paychecks cut? I said, this was a female. I said, "Dear, your paycheck is on borrowed money right now." So they just don't realize how dire situation we're in. We're going to have to leave our submarines and our Navy boats in port, in foreign ports. We're not even going to be able to withdraw them back to the United States because we're going to run out of money. We spend $1 trillion a year out of an economy of $2.4 trillion in taxes. $3.8 trillion is what we spend, so the difference is our borrowing. We're not going to be able to afford a military to do these things anymore. That is Ron Paul's practical point. And so it's just a day. When's the date this is all going to occur? Dr. Stan, you mentioned, and I certainly want to get this on the air before we quit, and that's some dark forces in our government and in our financial system. A young man, Eric DeCarbonell, C-A-R-B-O-N-N-E-L, writes at marketskeptics.com, and he has a five-part online tape series there. What he's revealing, I'll just give you the notes on. Many informed people know what the Plunge Protection Team is. It's a little bit of a clandestine group that has billions of dollars at the disposal. And let's say we wake up tomorrow and the stock market's crashing. They can flood the market with money and bail it out to bring economic stability. And they also call the Plunge Protection Team the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Well, it turns out this is the dark group that stays behind in the shadows and actually funds the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the CIA. They undermine elections. It's the Exchange Stabilization Fund that has planted through the CIA 400 journalists into our news media to give us a skewed view of what the world is really all about. They've conducted a mind control exercise around the world for 15 years called Project Artichoke. This is all revealed by this column, this five-part tape series. And he's talking about a giant Ponzi scheme that's existed for decades, and they have to keep flooding money into it, and they keep covering, and that actually we've had some financial collapses in our government, and they've been hidden from us to cover their mistakes. They dollarize the world. What he means by that, if we flood the United States with more money, we're going to have massive inflation. They flood foreign markets with the money, and then it's our money, U.S. dollars, but they flood it over there, and then they try and undermine the economies of the world overseas, and then that elevates the value of our dollar. And this is what happened at the beginning of last year. We flooded foreign markets. People were spending. Inflation went up. Farmers realized they could hold their semi-perishable crops like rice and beans for a little longer and get higher prices. There was a food shortage around the world. You saw people living in Egypt on a dollar a day rioting because the food prices were going up. And then we had the guts, through Hillary Clinton, to blame the despots in those countries who we give foreign aid to. It's just bribery for all of those problems when we created it by flooding foreign markets with our money. And we created the riots in Libya and Egypt and all over the globe. And that's what they do by dollarizing.
Bill, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, if you'd like to know what's really going on in the world, let me suggest you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. It'll give you the background of who these people are who run the world, and not only what their objective and goal is, but of the spiritual force which energizes them. And, of course, this is part and parcel of an age-old movement to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion to destroy Christianity, of course, and then install the one-world leader. This is not imaginary. It's real. You can read their publications. But the good introduction is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to read a fictionalized account of the other side, you can read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. And, of course, it's a fascinating adventure story, but it tells you what the real secret is. And what's the real secret? The secret of Masonry, which, and of course, it's all about Masonry and their domination of our government, and the fact that they're holding a secret, the secret that's preserving America. And what is that secret? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. You are God. You are God. Well, of course, that was the serpent's message in the Garden of Eden. And there are lots of people who believe that. That's the Rhonda Burns, featured on Oprah Winfrey on several occasions for her book, The Secret, and it's a DVD, The Secret. And she will tell you, you are God. Shirley MacLaine, out on the limb. Why, of course, you are God. Well, that is the most absurd thing in the world. But, of course, unfortunately, there are people who believe these things, and there are millions of them. You need to get our four-tape set. It's a four-CD set, actually. My interviews with Constance Kemby, who's read their publications for 30 years. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. You need to get her talk on the emergence, the things that she has been told by these people. I've been to their bookstores. I've read the material. I've talked to these people. They're very sincere. They don't think there's anything wrong with this. They want to see a better world, and they want to establish this wonderful new world. And, of course, they're working with the most wealthy and powerful people in the world. You get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, the DVD, The Emergence, and Conscience's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To understand what's going to happen financially, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. I gave it half a dozen years ago, 6 or 8 years ago, but it's just as valid today as it was when I gave it. You need to go to my webpage, RadioLiberty.com, read the material that we have there on this worldwide conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy by a small group of men who worship a different God. Again, that's RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, I should let you know I'm having offered an opportunity to get four news stations every evening. Basically, we already do the 8 to 9 program in Washington, state of Washington. We can get the 9 to 10 position for a very low price. Somebody's dropping off, and the station wants to put us on. If you're in a position to help, please do. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Help us get the word out. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall